That's our intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Trent.
This motherfucking week, we fucking reviewing fucking Deadpool
fucking and Wolverine.
Fucking reading shit balls.
Ah.
What a fucking phone. Welcome to season two.
Great energy.
Yeah. Yeah, only season one lasted a year and but
2 years.
Three, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it's one of those long run. It's like anime.
Mm.
You never know how many episodes are going to be until it's the end. Until
you get to, they just stopped. SABC didn't renew the license for the
Maybe you shouldn't be watching your anime on SABC, I think, firstly.
Is that not the best anime that
No. Do they even show anime?
Well, DBZ.
Because there's new DBZ.
I know, but I don't think they're showing it anymore.
I must actually check it out because apparently Gohan is getting like the arc he deserves. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that too, but.
Because they screwed him over.
Quite severely. He became scholarly. He put glasses on.
And he was failing, apparently. Still.
That also.
You can't fight. You can't. Academic.
Oh,
weak shit. But anyway,
welcome
back.
This is what happens.
We almost forget how to do. Yeah, how to do
in
things.
The middle of winter.
Yeah, Jody is cold. I am not as cold yet.
Yeah, I've got my Sherpa lined hoodie on.
Is that Sherpa? Abby like to correct people's fabric.
It is. I don't know if we can talk about Abby's former employers, but Abby actually conkled this hoodie for me.
Oh, okay.
It's Sherpa.
Yeah. You need a good conclave in your life.
Ah.
But I suppose there's nothing more to say than let's get into the superhero news.
That's something else.
It says news.
I know. It's playing something else.
Oh, it's playing Simi's cat.
It sounds like a spaceship. There we go.
Our news and shorts.
So as you know, San Diego Comic-Con happened. I don't know what it is. It's not even on my radar.
I think there was a peak. Like it did its peak like Avengers time way back and then kind of declined because then everyone was like, let's do our own expos. Because
it's like I just saw like, oh, all age happened. Mm. And I was like, shit, I didn't even know.
It used to dominate.
Oh, yeah. Like you would know when it was coming up and you would know who's going to be there. Yeah. You would know like which studios are there and stuff. But
and everyone used to get hyped because you knew that trailers were going to drop.
Yeah.
You knew that stuff was going to be announced. And I think like, I mean, we're mainly going to focus on superhero stuff
today. Yeah. Except for like the Rookie Season 7.
Yeah. That and also
they had a panel.
Turkey sent a hitman to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like a blood hitman.
He must be, right?
Yeah.
I mean he did
hand in the pocket.
Pocket, just, yeah. Mm. It's like I do this for fun.
Yeah.
Don't wait, get no, gold, that's Russian. How did Turkey sound?
Gobble.
That turkey was crazy. But in Comic-Con news, the biggest thing was because Marvel haven't been there in a while, they used to go and do their thing at D23 because of the decline in the MCU. The D23 decline, they decided to visit Comic-Con again. And I think it was a smart move.
It was necessary as well, I think.
Yeah, it was a smart move. They needed to sort of create hype again.
Yeah.
And there was a good few announcements. So let's start with number one, Captain America Serpent Society.
Yeah.
Which is the next film after this one we've just seen.
Mm.
They introduce Red Hulk and Adamantium to the MCU.
Well, remember it's Captain America Brave New World.
Yeah.
Is the movie title.
So and why do you... Oh, it's introducing the Serpent Society. Yeah.
So the Serpent Society was teased when they did the flows at the... What was it,
D23? I don't think it was a flows. I think it was legit. And I think they changed the title once, because remember, once this movie went through so many reshoots and stuff.
But I'm saying the when they announced Civil War, they initially showed Captain America at that expo at D23 as Serpent Society. People went just because they were like, yo, they're finally doing it. And then doing it. This time around, you are right. They probably had Serpent Society as a title at some point.
Like, it might not have been Serpent Society, but I know the title wasn't Brave New World at the start.
Yeah.
It was like Captain America, he's black now.
Yeah. Double punt.
Yeah.
He's black.
Yeah.
Get over it. So yeah, we've got Giancarlo Esposito was finally confirmed as playing Sidewinder, which according to him, no one had guessed who he was gonna play before the trailer dropped.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like, who is he?
But I mean, Sidewinder is not like a well-known character. No. So it's again one of those things of they have to introduce new characters and hope that they resonate with the crowd. But I think, I mean, it's Giancarlo.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to. Aware.
He'll be fine.
He'll
be fine.
He's a seasoned vet. And then Red Hulk, Harrison Ford.
Replacing William Hurt, who passed away. So he's still playing Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross.
Thunderbolt Ross. Just there for the check.
Just there for the check.
Did you see that quote from him?
From William Hurt?
No, from Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't.
He was like, yeah, I do stupid things for money. That's why I took this film, and luckily it was fun.
That explains the last Indiana Jones.
Actually, and the other one.
The one before that, even more.
Yeah, and no, but he also did another film that was trash.
Mm. If you want to see good Harrison Ford, you need to go and watch
The Fugitive.
No.
Oh.
That too.
Yeah.
But that series recommended.
Air Force One.
Shrinking. Air Force One is the
clear and present danger.
The James, what's it? The something
I'm talking
Ryan.
About peak Jack Harrison Ryan Ford, yeah, bro. Yeah. Peak Harrison Ford. But okay, Red Hulk is in there. We see the teaser. People are like, who's Red Hulk? And he's like, I'm like, it's Hulk, but he's red.
Yeah, even more angrier than Green Hulk, but less strong.
Hulk. He is less strong. Well, I mean, who knows in this universe? Because they nerfed Hulk like a mofo.
Yeah, that's true. So there's all of that. And then the big thing that was also announced is that they are finally tying in that Mursa Titan from the Celestials.
Yes.
That is there, that no one has ever discussed. And they are the link to adamantium, because the adamantium comes from the celestial bodies.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. It's a small thing. I just thought about that right now. I did not know that going in, and I processed it, and I'm like, I don't care so much about that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care where the origin of it or how they make it logical.
Yeah.
As long as it's in the universe, it's cool.
Which it has to be, because they finally have to.
And now it's obviously X-Men. Stronger than
Vibranium.
Yeah.
So there's a new hierarchy of metals.
That's good.
That's what we've all been longing for.
That's important stuff.
Stainless steel.
Yeah.
Iron. Cast iron. Vibranium, adamantium.
Oh, is that the... There's nothing... Not never mind titanium.
No, like titanium's brittle. I don't know if you know.
Is it?
It's quite brittle, actually.
I don't actually know.
Very strong, but brittle.
That makes perfect sense. And you need a laser.
My wedding ring is titanium.
Oh, shit. Is that a metaphor for your marriage?
Yeah.
Okay, I was brittle. Like, what are you trying to say?
There's a whole thing about like whether you should get titanium rings, because they need a special laser to cut through it if your finger was to swell around your ring.
Oh my god.
And if they don't have it, it's like cut off the finger.
That's why we have a government ring.
Yeah. Skin.
Yeah. No, it's just a mission. Everybody who knows me and who even encounters me knows I'm married. But if I get a doper ring, or like I just remember, then I'll yak it. No, you said I just remember. If I remember to put it on.
He conveniently forgets.
I wear it to Abby's work stuff.
Because
they don't know me.
Yeah. You're just like.
Yeah, that's exactly how, that's how I enter the room.
Hi guys.
Marin. My own powers combined.
Anyway, speaking of Thunderbolt Ross, Thunderbolts. the team up. So you got here, they're trying to make Marvel Suicide Squad. Mm. I don't believe that.
I think they're trying to like jump off of.
Remember,
it's not the same
thing. Marvel inspired Suicide Squad.
Yes.
In terms of tone, I would say. They did it, got it wrong the first time. And then they got it very right the second time. And Thunderbolts, if you don't know, is like a group of anti-heroes, like people who aren't really super good and super clean, teaming up to form this ragtag. Yeah, like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
but it consists of Bucky.
Bucky's the leader.
Romanoff.
Yeah.
The sister, White Widow.
Yes. yeah.
I can't get her first name.
Yelena.
Florence Pugh. Yelena.
Yeah,
Yelena. Red Hulk.
Red Guardian.
Possible Red Guardian.
Yeah.
Is Red Hulk the villain or is he part of the team?
Red Hulk is the villain in Brave New World. One of the villains.
He's going to be part of Thunderbolt. Spoiler
well,
alert.
They being led by Valentina in this
Rossi.
One. Yeah. the other.
She just
super bike
like,
race.
Hey guys, you want to team up? No, Valentina Capaldi. I can't remember her surname, but she is like the one that's been recruiting them.
She
and
been recruiting
she's appeared in like scenes somewhere, and she was in a series as well.
Yeah, a lot of post-credit stuff, and she was in the Captain America series, Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. And then you also have the other Captain America that they tried for the first time.
From that series. And then we also have Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp. You know, super popular villain.
Yeah, one of the standouts.
I think that...
Of and, mediocrity.
And then the thing that was kind of confirmed, but not 100% confirmed, is that Lewis Pullman, who played Bob in Top Gun Maverick, he is also in here. He replaced Steven Yeun. And
yes, because Steven Yeun was supposed to be Sentry.
So all Lewis Pullman confirmed is that his character's name is Bob. Mm. And Sentry's character's real name is Robert something.
Mm.
So people are now saying, okay, he's essentially confirmed that
he's going to
be playing Sentry.
So
I assume it's going to be a super nerfed version of Sentry, because if they include Sentry's actual powers, then this team has no chance.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this nerfing idea.
Mm.
But again, it's probably cheaper.
It's much cheaper than really reflecting the power of a thousand explosions.
Extent. Yeah. So that's cool. I'll give everything a chance.
I think they were the one that had like the least amount of out of the stuff that came out.
Which is fitting, because they like reject Avengers.
Yeah, goes with the theme.
So I think... It's cool to be underestimated, and if this movie is good, then it truly is like, we've...
Comes out of nowhere.
We've got something special, and these guys are tatty, but they'll do the job.
Yeah.
Which brings us on to another team, more than a team, actually, a family.
Vin Diesel.
Fast and Furious.
Vin Diesel would have something.
10-2.801. Are back in the MCU and they have their superpowers are
family.
Cars
and family.
And family. And also their mechanical ability.
Yeah. Just watch the team work.
Yes. And heisting.
Yeah. Yeah. In that order.
100%. No, I'm talking about the Fantastic Four. The movie has been, the name has been revealed as First Steps.
Yeah.
And Galactus is going to be revealed in the trailer.
Well, the people who were there.
But to us, man. To us. We weren't in the H.
So just again, putting it out there at the start of season 2.
Mm.
Get us to Comic-Con, man. Get us to these ones.
Mm.
Get us to San Diego.
It's not about free tickets anymore.
No.
It's about free plane tickets, bitch. Yeah,
the whole thing.
Oh, wait. But like a lot of wooing. Pedro Pascal, I see they dyed his hair.
Yeah.
Because he has to look closer to the age of...
Reed.
No, of his wife, the woman that's playing his wife.
Oh, yes.
What's her name?
Vanessa Kirby.
Yeah, so there is an age gap there, but I see what they did when he appeared on screen.
I mean, on stage. I didn't see the dyed hair thing, but
because he's gray. He's graying, right? You've
Reed
seen it in interviews. Yes, but Reed has this, just two side vibes. And I've seen him in other interviews when he's done in the past for other films. Mm. And he's a graying guy.
Yeah, he's an older gent.
Dan sien ek hom op die stage, né? En hy staan langs aan Vanessa Kirby. Mm. And then it's like, oh, okay, I see the dyed hair. I see you want to look closer in age to her because she's like stunningly 30 or something. So I get it. Mm. But again, I think Marvel is still very good at casting. Regardless of the script and the story, I think the casting has been exceptional throughout the years. And I have all the faith in the actors that are there. I don't have all the faith in the script at the moment because I know that I don't know the script. But the history
and
is
and the
not
directors
that good.
Also is this his directorial debut? That Matt Shankman, he's normally written.
He sounds familiar.
He's normally written for Marvel, so I don't even know whether he's had films that he's directed before.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been part of the Marvel machinery, but who knows? Joseph Quinn got his haircut also.
Mm.
So he's got the shorter hair now after doing, you know.
He was actually quite good in A Quiet Place Day One.
I heard so. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah. They actually said they should have had more of his story.
He was very good in that. I'm excited for that. And obviously, Cousin, we know Cousin's going to be good.
Yeah.
His name's not Cousin.
He's Cousin to us.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. Hands! So
yo, that shot of Cousin and Call Me with the dark and the light, the kitchen and the front. Woo!
Some people didn't like it, eh?
Lots of people didn't like Bear Season 3. They're out of their f***ing minds.
I think they're setting us up for the final season.
Yes, it's a two-parter. It's filmed as a two-parter.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, in terms of excitement so far, I would say Fantastic Four most, then Captain America, then Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Same?
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Which moves us on to the next one, which is on hold. It's Blade.
Bitchy sad news, yeah.
Blade is in his sheath.
Yeah, he has been sheathed.
Yeah. Because Masha Ali is not getting any younger.
No, he's like 56, I think, at this point. And when he was cast, he was like, this was 4 years ago he was cast, right? Yeah. 4 or 5 years ago. And they've gone through directors. They've gone through scripts.
Yeah.
Mahershala Ali apparently does have like a signing off thing on the directors in his contract. I mean, two-time Oscar winner, you got to get some type of latitude there. But the film's on hold now. Like, they're not even talking about a release date or anything.
I think they're going to have to recast. They're going to have to rewrite and recast because it's too late for him. And it is unfortunate. I think we were both excited to see him as Blade, now.
Especially because he drove the idea of Marvel picking up the character.
Yeah.
Like, he approached them and said he wanted to do it, and
yo, it's a pity they couldn't get that f***ing script together, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's also an opportunity now, I guess, to cast someone a bit younger, maybe have some longevity.
Or get one out of it, and, like, they're doing multiversal stuff, which we're obviously going to get into, but maybe get one film out of him and then focus on that. It would be such a pity to not get a single Blade movie out of like that quality of an actor.
Maybe because he's a black man.
Probably.
Fighting the system.
Yeah.
Always trying to keep us down.
Oh, man.
But I think he'll be okay. So the other Avengers movies were also announced. The titles were revealed.
Mm.
Avengers Doomsday.
Yeah.
Comes out May 2026, and then Avengers Secret Wars comes out May 27, 2077.
You got the dates so right.
I am great at this.
You are great at dates. Some would say the best.
Some would say the best. I don't know. I am maybe the best guy at dates since Abraham Lincoln.
Whoa.
But Doomsday, exciting. That we will talk about in a bit.
Mm.
Secret Wars, we kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, but Doomsday, I mean, that replaces Kang.
Yes.
And that's the one that Marvel probably had the most to figure out on.
Yeah.
Because I think whatever happened, they would build towards Secret Wars. That's like the new end game.
Yes.
Without Kang, what were they going to do?
Yeah, because Jonathan Majors fucked up and they got rid of him, Hawkeye, and they had to pivot. Even if they didn't have this controversy, I think they would be scrambling still just because of the response to everything they've been putting out.
That's true. I mean, in a way that they've never had to before.
Aware.
Like, literally.
I saw someone say Marvel is facing the greatest villain of all time.
Themselves.
Mediocrity.
Yeah, they are. Which is because true. When your stuff is good and people are invested in the story and they wanted to get to that point that you wanted to get to as well, it's easy.
The problem is also they made us feel that feeling of Endgame. The build-up to Endgame, the Infinity War saga.
They will never capture that again.
I am so happy that I was alive for that.
Ross, even just Avengers. When I think back to, because that was kind of such a big part of my online journey with movies and stuff. That whole discussion around Avengers might happen. And how Marvel started trademarking. You started getting the stuff that Marvel trademark film titles. They did this, they did that. Just to build to that first Avengers was something that's never been done. And to then get Infinity War and Endgame as the culmination of like a decade's worth of movie storytelling across multiple films.
Oh, yeah.
No one has done that, like ever. And now they're trying to get that again.
Sure.
I don't think you can.
I don't know. I mean, look, the pivot has now become something that they have to look in the bag, see what worked, and therefore approach Robert Downey Jr. And there were rumors that he was coming back.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that he was coming back to play Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
You have your in brackets a Tony Stark variant. Is that confirmed or speculated?
No, that's apparently been confirmed by the writers.
Okay.
So Stephen Marcus, who was part of the writing team for the Russos with Winter Soldier, with Civil War and the Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh, the good ones.
The good ones, yes. He's coming back. He's the main script writer for this.
Ooh.
And he confirmed that we are getting a Tony Stark variant. He's not playing Victor Von Doom in the series.
Nice. I like that because, you don't know, Dr. Doom is a force to be reckoned with in the Marvel Universe.
I think he got voted like the number one villain.
And I still want to see Victor Von Doom. I'm hoping that this...
Weren't you satisfied with Josh Trank's Victor Von Doom?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
The guy that was covered in burnt plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite. No,
Julian McMahon.
Shame.
Didn't they do it for you?
not at the time.
Okay.
Or ever, actually. Hey. But I want this to be an eye blind for them to reveal the true Victor Von Doom.
Mm.
As much as I like RDJ, I want it to be an actual proper Victor Von Doom.
Yeah. I think that this also, in a way, shows Marvel's desperation.
Yeah.
Because getting RDJ back after having the perfect arc, and that's why Kevin Feige has been very explicit that we are not undoing Endgame. That moment is that moment. It took you like a decade to get there. But what they are trying to do is capture the magic of RDJ to bring the certainty of some moolahs back. And yeah, I don't know if you heard, but the amounts of monies that
he's children's is going to be sorted. With saying them, bringing him back and them approaching him, he did say he'll come back under the condition that they bring the Russo brothers back.
Yeah.
And therefore, because RDJ is RDJ, the Russo brothers are now going to direct Avengers Both. Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It would have been nice to see someone else, you know, take control of that.
Did you see the stories that Sean Levy was being considered?
No.
Like, there was some, like, Variety ran a story just before, like, literally just before San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay.
That Sean Levy, there were rumors that he was being considered for at least one of the Avengers films.
The Russo brothers can do what they do. I don't have
They haven't been great outside of Marvel, though. Like recently.
But that's fine because they've handled Marvel really well.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with... I enjoyed some of their productions.
I like Grey Man.
I also like Grey Man. I like the stuff they produced. Chris Hemsworth kills a lot of people. What's that movie?
Extraction.
Away. And two.
Yeah. He killed even more in
two. Double the amount. That's why the number is two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of news and I'm tentative. But still some excitement.
I was going to say that I think your general attitude with these things, which is Let's see.
Yeah.
Like, let's not just shut the door on this is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what unfolds. That first trailer drops and suddenly everyone gets hype again.
You never know, bro.
So let's see where it goes.
Mm. I think Fantastic Four is going to make people excited. Mm. I don't think people are as excited for Captain America.
Which is basically, I don't know if you got the same
vibe. It's because he's black.
There's that. But they're also retreading Winter Soldier.
Yes.
With that story. Like, it's very much focusing on the spies.
Yeah, stuff. It's a spy government thing with a Hulk.
Mm.
So because of all this, I mean, the man that is partially responsible for all of this, perverting?
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors, he came out. He's been trying to get back into the limelight again.
Yeah, dancing.
Dancing like an old man. You know, skitting with Megan Good. All-star shout out, Megan Good.
Yeah, how much do you think she was paid for that? Like, get my image up.
Shame, did you see? She's most in the new Tyler Perry stack.
0% on
the record breaking. The only movie to ever receive 0%
across the board.
Anyway, it was an interview, no?
Yeah, he was interviewed by TMZ, and he's like, he's heartbroken about the loss of Kang. He says that he loves the character, and his response to hearing that Doctor Doom has been cast was wicked.
Yeah, well, I mean, you fired though, so
mm.
Also like the Kang stuff that we were seeing, it wasn't all great. We got shown such a dope Kang in
Ant-Man Quantumania.
Yeah, like okay, they nerfed him, but like he was really good performance wise, and then they just kind of shit the bed with Loki. I think
season two, yeah.
It got too convoluted.
Too convoluted. They needed to prune it. Loki's taking care of that now.
Yeah, it's just full circle.
It's a boom.
I didn't even finish season two. You see, that like I give everything a chance, but like some things just don't hold my attention.
Look, Kevin Feige's already admitted that this year is the first time that Marvel's only doing one film in a year in forever.
Yeah.
Like, Deadpool and Wolverine is the only Marvel MCU film coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Next year, we're going to have the three that we've spoken about now.
Yes.
And we'll see where things get to. But the rest, like, they have to start cutting stuff out because there's too much story to keep track of and too many things that you have to make relevant connected to a bigger story.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Speaking of Deadpool and Wolverine... Mm.
It's time for a review.
We're reviewing Deadpool and Wolverine 2024. This is directed by Sean Levy, who's obviously worked with Ryan Reynolds a ton and also done some liquor, like action.
They're a good stuff. Team.
Yeah, really good team. But also, him and Hugh Jackman did one of our favorites, Real Steel. So Sean Levy is doing great stuff. So this film's about Deadpool's peaceful existence comes crashing down when the Time Variance Authority recruits him to help safeguard the multiverse. He soon unites with his would-be pal Wolverine to complete the mission and save his world from an existential threat. This film has got Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and then we have... I don't want to reveal any of the spoilers now.
No spoilers, Jody. There are tons.
Yeah. We have the villain who is played by Emma Corrin, Cassandra Nova. We have Matthew McFadden from Succession. Playing Mr. Paradox. Returning people, Marina Baccarin, Rob Delaney... Leslie Uggams is Blind Al. Who can I say?
Yo, she's 18, huh?
Yeah, she's 18.
Yes.
Karen Sony as Dopinda, Brianna Hildebrand and Shioli Kotsuna. Very small roles in here. And even Stephen.
No, that's enough. It's just you're going too far down the list.
Going into spoilers, yeah.
Oh, wait, just leave it at that.
Okay.
The main man,
okay,
sir.
Okay.
Because I see on IMDb, they don't even give
they don't care.
They listen everybody.
They don't care.
Oh, wait. Story-wise, it's weird. Like, we start off and Deadpool is nerfed. He's not even with Vanessa.
No.
He's just, like, selling cars and existing.
Which is so astonishing when you think
of after Deadpool what they went through. The, right? Yeah.
And I think, like, talking about the whys of that goes into spoiler territory.
So yes, that is true.
But, like, to your point, he's selling cars with Pete.
Yeah. Pete, man. Pete.
Pete.
He's the best.
You have to cut out Pete. That's a spoiler.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Okay, Pete, that was part of X-Force in season two. He's the best.
He is the absolute
best. The only survivor of that skydive.
Yeah.
Wait, right?
Yeah, don't go back. Yeah. Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear. So, you know, he's friends with Pete. All his friends are there.
Yeah.
Yukio, Negasonic, Colossus. Russian Steel Man,
yeah.
Colossus, Big Owl.
Blind Owl and Big Owl. I mean, that white guy could be Big Owl.
Like, they're all in his life. Mm. But he obviously feels like something's missing, and that something's missing is his relationship with Vanessa, which in turn affects his purpose in life.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Well, I'd say not so weird. It's the one, looking at his character, it's the one thing that would drive him to,
yeah, that's true,
do something. So they had to create that, I guess.
Yeah.
But it felt weird just because of where the last movie ended and all of that. And then he gets a visit from the TVA at his birthday celebration.
Yeah.
And that kind of just kicks this film into gear.
Yes.
Right?
I'm just thinking of all the dialogue. There's so many jokes in this film. Like, you have to probably watch it more than once
to catch
everything. Like, the one-liners and his responses and stuff is just... not all of it hits, but like, yes, it's when you hear it. And
I think some of it is like, it doesn't hit because you don't even fully comprehend the context of it.
Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds is like next level.
And he wasn't allowed to improvise on this film.
Really?
Because of the writer's strike.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember we reported that.
Yeah, so he had to say what was scripted.
That's right. They couldn't go
ahead. Which is lucky, because I would say this movie is cack funny.
Yes.
It's a comedy.
It's
first.
A full on, yeah. Comedy first, bloody gory action second. Is this the MCU's first R-rated movie, right?
Yep.
And they embraced the R rating with the violence in this film.
And the swearing. And the sexual...
Oh, yeah.
No. No. I might as well talk about that. So, in the movie, they do make fun of the fact that they can do everything except cocaine.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a joke. Kevin Feige actually said, you can't have drug use in the film at all.
Yeah. So that whole conversation was blind. Yeah.
They legit couldn't do that. Okay. Everything else, though.
But again, kudos to them, because they lean into that so well.
It's like you can't... Everything that happens in the real world in terms of this, making this movie and studio things, it's brought up in such a funny way. Like, there's no one that is safe in terms of him making a remark or making fun of the business decisions or the characters.
Yeah.
Everything is fair game.
The crossover references of DC and Marvel. Like, he...
Snacks.
There's no shame. They just completely go. Even the one sexual joke when the TVA pitches up and those guys all freak out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. he's like, okay, this is my present. Are you strippers? And he's like, we're not strippers. He's like, okay, I'll do this. Mm. I've never done this before, but sure, let's go and whatever. Like, Deadpool is not straight by any means in this film.
He is the most, and the character is like the most pansexual character that exists in all of comicdom. But they whip those things out of these, like, pegging isn't new to me, but it is to the MCU.
Yeah, yeah. So
lots of eye contact.
I want to see it. So many jokes. Story wise, though, once they come and pick him up, they take him back to the TVA headquarters, and that's where he meets Paradox. Mm. And Paradox explains to him that each universe has an anchor being, which I was like, ugh. Why wasn't this mentioned ever before?
Yeah, there's some contrivance.
Get it. They needed a reason to do the whole thing. And every universe has an anchor being. And the one universe's anchor being was Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which was the
Logan.
X-Men, X2, X3, The Last Stand, The Wolverine. Oh, Logan.
Yeah.
What else was he in?
There was the Origins. X-Men Origins.
Purposely forgot that one.
You cannot. That's X-Men Origins Wolverine.
It's that universe's Wolverine. Yeah. And he is considered... the best Wolverine for some reason.
Which is also turned into like a joke because Deadpool obviously assumes he is his universe. Yes, it's anchor
being. And they're like, no, it's not you. It's Wolverine. Why it's Wolverine, who knows? But
well, real world implications, again, if you want to tie it in, is that that's the character that was most money, the biggest, the most well-known.
Sure,
character.
But I'm talking about like in the actual
in
story.
The actual story yeah.
Like they don't they don't give a reason.
Yeah.
So they say, yeah, because he died, we have to prune this universe, but we're speeding it up.
It normally takes like 1,000
exactly. Years. And he's like, I want to speed it up because I'm like heart full of waiting and paperwork and bureaucracy. So Deadpool realizes that his friends are all going to die. So he goes rogue and he tries to find a replacement Wolverine.
Yes, for the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we all knew going into this that Hugh Jackman pitches up. The entire marketing campaign revolved around they are finally doing Deadpool and Wolverine together. The movie's title is Deadpool and Wolverine. So we knew there's going to be this buddy comedy aspect to it. We just didn't know how they get there. And we didn't know which version of Wolverine was going to come in.
Which is part of the fun. I think they enjoyed the sandbox that they got to play with. Yeah. In terms of this film, because it's like you can do things in a Deadpool film that you can't do anywhere else. Hugh Jackman did say that he was riding in his car once they approached him and stuff, and he was driving, and it just hit him like a, you know, in his gut because he had previously said, "I'm never playing Wolverine again."
Yeah, he'd just done Logan.
Yeah, and it hit him in his gut, and he's like, "No, I feel like I have to do this." Mm. And then he phoned Ryan straight and then said, I'm in. Let's do it. And then he put the phone down and then he realized, oh, shit, I didn't actually call my agent. So then he had to call his agent and say, oh, I've just committed to a film.
But you'll make a morsel of money off of this. So.
Because then, I mean, he has complained quite a bit about having to get into shape for for this role. And
he's only
to the point where
older.
Abby didn't believe because no, that's his body.
No,
bro.
Did you not, Abby? That's did you not body. See hashtag becoming Wolverine again? What was his whole campaign?
Yeah, it ain't something if the bar ain't bending.
Yeah,
and he's like holding like he's deadlifting like a shit ton. Yeah, and that bar is like that.
Yeah, like, and the bar makes a U.
Oh, where
my knees go pew pew.
Yeah, ta ta ta. Yo, my knees go pew pew. Regardless, it's just winter time. That's all it takes. That is his actual body, no CGI. And that he had less than a year to get into that shape because he slimmed down. He was doing a musical or some cuck, The Music Man.
Yeah.
He was on stage and he said slimmed down for that and he was singing and performing.
And he's been like visibly smaller in every other role that he's in.
He got you jacked.
Yeah. You jacked, man.
Oh, yeah. He got you jacked, man. And it's impressive.
So does their relationship work? Because I think that is probably, it's the whole point of the film.
I'll say this. The story is not that strong. I'd say the villain, even though the performance of the villain is great, the villain is also not
typical
that strong.
Typical Marvel, yeah.
The absolute best thing about this film is Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yeah.
And their relationship. It exceeds expectations, I would say, in a way. Like, I know their relationship in the comics, so I know, you know, Wolverine's the straight man, Deadpool's they drive each other crazy because they can never kill each other.
Yeah.
And to see it in this context, in the film, I was like, yeah, okay, you guys get it.
Doing that was so hard to do with all of the hype. Because Ryan Reynolds has literally been teasing this since the first Deadpool film. Like, he's been having pictures of Hugh Jackman everywhere as Wolverine. He's constantly referenced, like, the Wolverine movies as well as the good stuff. So to do all of that, to hype this film up in the way that it's been hyped up and have the relationship work,
that
to me made it worthwhile.
Yeah,
because I agree with you. Like, if people are going into this expecting that this is going to set up the like a better multiverse for Marvel and all of those things, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Well,
in that
I mean, thing. I'll ask you that question at the end, maybe. But performance-wise, I don't think there's any weak links.
Even with the cameos that we're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, there's cameos and there's small roles and stuff, but everybody sort of plays their part. Hugh Jackman just brings, even Ryan Reynolds at times, no, they hit you with emotion, like out of nowhere, my bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, the pain of Wolverine in his eyes, in everything. Mm. He's just been doing it for how long now? 11 Yo. Years? Since about 20 years?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's been a long ass journey.
And he's like got this character on lock. So you know the pain of Wolverine. And even though this is now a variant of Wolverine, the pain is so familiar. Mm.
Because all Wolverines experience it, right? Oh, because of the nature of their lives. Their lives exceed the lives of those they love invariably, no matter where Wolverine is.
Mm.
So loss, suffering, because even though they heal, and this is the thing that people don't necessarily get about the Deadpool and Wolverine characters.
Can heal emotions.
Not just that, but they feel all that pain.
Mm. That's why Logan was so, I mean, she had never seen Logan. She watched Deadpool first.
Why?
And
then, why are you looking at me like that? He made me watch it after, and then I knew what happened.
And then you chunked.
Do you remember what you said to me? Do you remember what you said to me?
I'm sure you're gonna remind me.
I will. She said, "I don't want to watch any more X-Men films."
Yes,
that's what you told me. So I didn't,
you know, that Marvel's building towards
all. I didn't know, but the X-Men, like the Fox
the
X-Men,
first ones, yeah.
And she was burned, and she said, "This is cuck." No fair, fair. But you said, and technically, Logan was part of that universe, so I didn't include you in it.
Mm.
But it, but the movie itself is amazing.
Let me to not watch Logan and just watch Deadpool.
Why? Your life doesn't change.
Okay,
fair enough. But you're on the vibe now. You know what it took to get there.
Now you just have to do the whole journey again.
No, you make a joke. The thing is, he doesn't heal properly, right? So when you talk about they feel the pain, it's like in Logan, it's even worse because you know he's not going to recover from that.
At a certain point, it's just pure pain.
So the two of them being the way they are and feeling that pain and emotional pain, it all just culminates into these moments that is like, yo, bruh. Like, I get it. Like, Ryan Reynolds as well, when he talks about Vanessa and him, you know, mattering, it's like, yo, you
like
can
the thing,
see.
Like, the thing that's driving him this movie, you completely get it.
Yeah.
And also, where they have the cathartic fights with each other.
The fights between the two of them are just...
It's everything
so
you
good.
Would hope that they would have done.
Yeah.
I would have liked more sword from Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that there's like he's using all of his arsenal to fight.
Yes.
But I would have loved a bit more sword. But the amount of violence that they inflict on each other. And they have like at least two big fights.
Yeah, they have two big fights. There's just one where it's like, they set it up really. The first one is in the void.
Yeah. And then the car fight after.
Because the void is like, but then it's like, oh, we're going to fight now. Mm. Buckle up, nerds. You're going to take out your f***ing lotion and shit. And then they have a cool fight. But the car fight for me is just... I saw a TikTok. Is this a spoiler?
I don't know.
It's just a Honda Odyssey.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I saw this TikTok.
They f***ed in that Honda Odyssey. They f***ed in that Honda Odyssey. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to hold their hands when I say this.
I don't think she's wrong.
No, it could have been because there's so much blood left over.
Yeah.
There could be semen as well. But the relationship between the two of them, the fights, class, my bro.
Yeah, it's what holds the movie together. And maybe we can like end it there because to really talk story, we have to go into spoilers. But for me, this movie is made by the two of them. I think the story is even less impactful than I thought it would be going in.
Yeah, like but it doesn't matter is my about. Question.
Yeah, ultimately. I just thought that because of where Marvel is at and because of what Marvel needs to do to kind of get back on track, I thought more of this would be world building for that.
Yes.
For getting Marvel like
but
on
again,
track.
But again, it's better that it's not.
Because
Deadpool is such a unique character and he's basically like a universe on his own because of how he operates. So he's so unique that you can't actually use him as a tool to fix things that's wrong with your universe. Yeah. You know, you just have to tell a weird Deadpool story. People were saying, oh, this is the movie that's going to fix the Marvel Universe. In your opinion, is it that film?
I think it's a very good Marvel movie. It's not the movie that's correcting, that's course correcting Marvel in the way that people had hoped, but by virtue of just being a good film again,
yes,
it's giving Marvel the shot it needs in the arm. Because if they did all that San Diego Comic-Con stuff and this movie was cuck,
yes,
they would have been, like, you lose all that momentum. And this movie currently is at, it's the most successful R-rated movie ever. It's very much like pushing Marvel towards the type of spaces that they are used to.
It costs 200, no?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Second biggest film of 2024.
For an R-rated movie, bro. That, there's a whole sector that...
Well, we met a mother. We, I mean, a friend of ours is a mother of a 7 and an 8 year old. And she's like, yeah, I'm taking my kids to watch Deadpool. They love the first two.
But in the but in the US, for example, they are strict on that stuff. They don't let kids into...
Yeah, but it's the US. They're a bunch of nerds.
I was going to say they won't let kids in, but they'll arm them.
Yeah. Arm the moviegoers, okay? You need a good moviegoer with a gun to stop a bad moviegoer with a gun. So the movie's $200 million, and apparently Ryan Reynolds rejected more money. Marvel's offer was larger than that, apparently, and he rejected it because they work better under restrictions.
Yeah. I mean, the first Deadpool was proof of that.
Yeah, sure. But there's some janky CGI here.
Yeah. Yeah, very much.
I mean, he could have used some of that budget in there.
But how much longer would that have pushed out the filmmaking and impacted on quality of story? I don't know if you saw, but in the credits...
No, I'm just talking about the CGI now.
Did you see how many people, how many CGI artists were working on this film?
Yeah, but you know they were locked in a cave somewhere.
Yeah.
Being fed, you know, sesame seeds.
Yeah, Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah. you know, that's going to go down. It would have been nice for them to get some more money. I think they would have done a better job.
I agree with you on that. But I think that the essence of what he's saying is true.
Yeah.
That being forced to actually think about what they are doing as opposed to just, like, here's more money, just run with it, has served the Deadpool stories very well to date.
It has. So... I can't think of anything without spoilers.
I think we've got to get into
so quiet night for you.
That's very, very quiet.
Yeah, I would say it is a quiet. In terms of the three movies, where does this rank for you?
Sure, that's tough. Deadpool 2's emotional arc was so bloody good, like with the Vanessa stuff.
Deadpool 1 was so novel and fresh.
Yeah. Yo, this so, is, like, as a trilogy, this is definitely one of the
They all have trilogies. Different strengths.
They all have different strengths. They are all, like, great fun movies to watch, and the rewatch, like the amount of rewatchability these films have,
yes,
just for like the jokes and stuff you're not getting is super high. I don't know about
that is actually tough by. Now that you've laid it out that way, you've in a laid logical it manner. I just asked the question. I didn't even. I was like, shit. The moment you said like, oh, this one is emotional, oh, and I'm like, fuck, they all have their strengths.
They all have such good strengths. Like, I think part two is still my favorite.
No, actually, I think I rate this one over part two, but one overall. If I was forced to
do them, I can see that.
But they're very close.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a cry for you, and it's a cry for me, man. Like,
yo.
No, you can't even hit them with a major Snipes spoiler. Yeah, Wesley Snipes is back. There's a no. You know what? We're gonna do this. For the first time in Bioscope Brasse history, we're going to do this systematically.
Yeah. Story spoilers. Deadpool needed purpose in this film, right?
Yes.
Vanessa, according to him, he feels like Vanessa wouldn't love him if he didn't have a purpose.
You're doing
so well. She felt like he was stagnating and shit.
Yes.
He decides he's going to try and join the Avengers.
That's what he does.
And interestingly enough, he's joining them in our timeline. Yes. Because they show
Earth. What did they say? 616.
Yeah. Earth 616 is the sacred timeline.
Yes.
Right, so he tries to join the Avengers in Earth 616, gets declined. Gets declined. He's got a system.
We're doing you can't not.
I don't know how I feel about Happy being the gatekeeper for who gets into the Avengers, but
no, but everyone else is gone at that point.
That's true.
So it's like not dead. It's just like everyone else is on other missions.
True,
so
because timeline wise,
yeah.
This is before Endgame.
Yeah, this is 2018.
Yes, this is before Endgame that he's tried to join. So
So he does a job interview with Happy Hogan at Avengers headquarters, which is quite funny, I must say. Happy de-aged so well that I didn't notice it at first.
I didn't notice
the de-aging. That de-aging is next level.
I didn't notice it at all.
It's next level. They doing so well.
I can do that with me, a bitch.
It's not permanent. So Happy rejects him. Wait, Deadpool says something. I want to have a purpose or whatever. And he's like, yeah, but the Avengers don't do it for themselves. They do it to help others.
Yeah.
And that sort of kind of clicks with him as he goes on his own thing. And you know that's going to come back somehow.
Yeah.
So he was rejected there, and then what happens, Jody?
Then he becomes the car salesman. That is what pushes him into this downward spiral. He gives up the Deadpool
suit.
But
he breaks up with Vanessa. They have an awkward conversation.
Oh, so awkward. She's still friends with him. She started seeing other people, but he's essentially gotten into this rut in his life because he's given up the Deadpool suit. He works with Pete. Peter's like, bruh, let's just put on the suit this weekend.
Pete's got the suit in his locker. He's like, yeah, come on, just go. Let's just go around.
Do it this weekend, man. And Vader's like, nope, he's done.
My favorite part of that is when he staples that toupee to his head and he thinks no one can notice.
God damn.
And it's so, why they did it was funny. But in the comics, a lot of the time he's drawn with these tiny tufts of hair sticking out, but it's not staples or anything. It's just part of his look. So you got to see that
the
Deadpool
cancerous hair stuff.
the little tufts of hair. It's there all the time.
It's a constant presence.
Oh, where?
As someone with little tufts of hair on their head, it resonated with me. It made me feel seen.
Nice. Deadpool's all about representation and inclusion.
Exactly.
You know, bang everyone.
Yeah. So, story. Then the TVA pitches up. Everything that we discussed earlier happens. They're going to prune the universe and whatnot. He needs to find a Wolverine to replace the Wolverine, which none of them said would work. He just gets that idea in his head and decides he's going to run with it.
Right?
Oh, the other thing that's also explained to us is that him messing with time to save Vanessa didn't actually do anything. Yes. No one really cares about that because that was something
which
that
kind
I
of sucks
think
because
a lot of people thought that's why the TVA pitches up at his door is because he f***ed around with Cable's thing.
No, but they wanted to recruit him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I felt about that because the emotional impact of Vanessa's death was dingus, and then it was sort of undercut with that. But okay, it is what it is.
In a Deadpool way, it was undercut.
So he goes on a search for a Wolverine, and I will go into all the Wolverine variants that he encounters.
Goddamn.
So
what a sequence of
it's fan service in the best way. It's quick, and Abby didn't recognize any of them.
Yeah.
Which was funny to me.
Which I think is actually going to be the reality. I think you are like a proxy for just about most normal moviegoers.
Yes.
In that
you are
people wouldn't know who
the general audience
of those Wolverines are.
But I didn't ask all the questions.
No, you didn't. I didn't. I didn't say anything. I just knew sitting next to me, you were like, I don't get.
You could feel the not knowing.
Oh, yeah. So we have the comic version of Old Man Logan that pops up. We have Uncanny X-Men number 255, I think, Wolverine. The cover is him crucified on a giant X with skulls. That was cool to see. We have a classic brown and yellow suit Wolverine, which is fighting the Hulk. Mm. You don't really see the Hulk. You just see like...
You see the pig.
And they do the claw reflection. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is one of the covers.
Small Wolverine.
No, yeah, but you got comic accurate Short King.
Small
Wolverine. So he is 5'3", which is about 1.6 meters in the comics. Mm. And that one hit hard because he's the way they set it up too. He's sitting on a bar stool and they're like, oh, Wolverine. And he gets off the bar stool and he's just...
And the proportions are so way out because...
cucks
you,
now.
Hugh Jackman's legs are about like 5'3".
Oh my God. Yeah, he's a tall king. You then have you also have Patch, which he's an alias of Wolverine. He's in a tuxedo. Mm. He was doing like vigilante work in a place called Madripoor. Mm-hmm. Poor, I don't know. And then you also have Cavalrine.
Yeah. Well, Cavalrine, which was apparently, I didn't know the rumors were that big.
Yeah.
That it was worth this.
He's also tall.
Yeah. So apparently, Henry Cavill was also one of the contenders to become Wolverine.
To replace Hugh Jackman.
Mm. And they have Cavalrine, which Deadpool just points out right away.
Yeah, like, I know. He's like those.
It's Cavalrine. Wait,
he says something also like, we'll treat you so much better than those down the street. Talking about DC. Also, he does the arm.
From Mission Impossible.
From Mission Impossible. But you know why he did that?
His arms are tired from fighting.
Why do you spoil my...
Ross, why did he do it?
No,
you can cut mine out. Ross, why did he do the arm thing?
No, he did the arm thing in Mission Impossible. Where he cocks his arms. He did it because of all the action scenes. I mean, he's a bulky guy. He's got a lot of muscle. So he was doing the action scenes and stuff, and his arms were starting to get tired. So then he actually did that to sort of wake his arms up before the scene.
And but the director was like...
No, so he didn't. They did another take, and then he didn't do it. Mm. And the director was like, why didn't you do the arm thing?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm just doing it to sort of get done. He's like, no, we have to keep that in.
And then they added sound effects and everything to it.
And then they included that in Wolverine as well. Full circle. Thanks for not spoiling that, Jody.
I know. So thoughtful.
What was he? A human being, I think. Oh, he was one of the Wolverines. The when he was looking for a Wolverine, he was one of the Wolverines. He was working on his motorbike.
Yeah.
He actually looked good, eh?
He looked really good.
And he had a cigar in his hand, and he's like,
angry face.
Oh, yeah. He looked really good.
What was the Wolverine without the...
So that's my favorite, because Age of Apocalypse is one of my favorite X-Men stories of all time. I love that series so much because it was an alternate universe where week after week... Not new X-Men, but X-Men were introduced, and all you wanted to see was what version of X-Men, because they split the team. Cyclops was evil. Beast was evil. Cyclops' one eye was missing, so his visor only had one thing. Beast was an evil motherfucker. Like, Sinister was also part of the... And then some bad guys were good, and then when they revealed Wolverine, which is everyone's favorite character, he had... an arm missing. So him and Cyclops got into such a butch that he lost an arm and Cyclops lost an eye. And Wolverine was married to Jean Grey in this universe. Yeah, but I mean, I think they f***ed him up so bad that he couldn't regenerate. But, okay, I'm nerding out.
Go for it.
But, yeah, because in the series, right?
It's like he's getting warm there as you must.
His arm is missing, and his adamantium is gone. It's bone clothes. And he's rolling this other mutant that is f***ing him up. And his regeneration is slower. So this mutant f***s his arm up so bad that he can't actually use the arm that
has claws though.
So much that he gets so angry that he pushes his claws through his stump to kill this mother. Because it's like a metal thing. Yeah. So you see in the movie, he's got like wilder hair. He's got a blue and red
and
suit.
And he has a dope metal
and a stump. Yeah, and he's mooring him with it. I was like, yo, man.
No Vaseline.
Comics are dope. Anyway. That was a lot of fun to see all the Wolverine variants. And then he finds the worst Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't know is the worst Wolverine at the time.
But just we get told.
Yeah, this Wolverine is just drinking at the bar, and he's got normal clothes on, and then he knocks him out. And as he knocks him out, he's like, "Oh, you've been hiding this the whole time."
Those jammies.
Yeah. Turns out it's the yellow Wolverine suit. What is your opinion on the yellow Wolverine suit, Jody?
I think it looks good.
Looks great.
But I think that for all the hype. You get somehow why they didn't do it for years and years.
No,
but
they didn't have the technology.
They didn't have the tech. Because the mask, which we'll get to, the eyes are just, they throw me out a lot with the mask. But like Hugh Jackman with open face in the yellow suit, especially when he loses the sleeves. Fantastic.
Fantastic. It looks so good. And Kevin Feige, when they approached Kevin Feige with this idea and stuff to bring Hugh Jackman back, that was one of Kevin Feige's yellow stipulations suit. That they have to do the yellow suit. It's great. I mean, it's fan service, but it's done so well. And then the contrast is much better between the red suit and of Deadpool and the yellow suit of Wolverine.
Did you hear about why Kevin Feige's finally admitted why they did the leather suits in the X-Men movies?
No.
It's because of the Matrix.
Oh my God.
Because of our beloved Matrix.
The Matrix is responsible for so many leather coat sales. It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Leather coat sales, black sunglasses. It was through the roof.
Nokia, slidey Nokias.
This is when executives make decisions. So they saw that and they were like, we need to put the X-Men in leather.
All the X-Men suits. Listen, before we do any other stuff here.
Makes sense though.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, because leather protects you. It's harder wearing than
it's harder fighting.
But
it's fighting.
You see, Abby's thinking about the roll-on and how much roll-on people are putting on and powder
no,
and the sales that go through
from
the roof.
From a technical perspective in terms of
how easily is it going to be to cut through polyester versus fucking leather?
But you can't run and jump and kick and fight.
You're also way more flammable.
Leather is actually really good for working with.
Look, like there's pros and cons, but I think movement is one of the biggest things you need.
I'd also argue that we're getting stuck on the wrong point.
That is true.
So, before we talk about any of the other cameos that did pitch up, can I throw two at you that didn't?
Yes.
That was actually an active part of Marvel's campaign to the disinformation campaign that they put out.
Yeah.
So, Halle Berry at some point on her Instagram released a picture with white short hair, like weird caption, and people are like, oh my God, Storm is going to be back for this, right? No Storm in this movie whatsoever.
No, clear skies.
Clear skies all the way, except in the void. We also had a picture of James Marsden in full Cyclops suit that leaked at some point. Like, literally the blue suit with the visor.
I love eye blinds. It's the best.
And there was, like, a very convincing leak by one of the reporters that, what's his name? Snyder? Someone Snyder?
Oh, Scott Snyder. The In Snyder.
Yeah.
As he's known.
The In Snyder. He was part of it, and he released the picture of James Marsden in full Cyclops suit in what looked like the void.
Ugh, I love that they got Scott Snyder. He's so smug because he does break a lot of stories.
Yeah, so when they use him for something like this, it's like it works. And I think going in, there was a lot of expectation around the cameos, but I think that the ones that did make it in lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of things that they changed sort of along the way. I know that was an eye blind and whatever that was planned, but the movie was originally called Deadpool and Friend. That didn't test well. So after the first trailer was released and they got negative feedback, they changed it. And they had already shipped 9,000 7-foot tall stands to theaters with the old title that they had to recall. But that Disney money wasn't a problem.
We'll use these at some point.
So they changed the title. Then going forward, he finds that Wolverine is the worst Wolverine. And that's where the relationship starts of like Wolverine being like, F you, I don't want to help you. And Deadpool is like, please, you have to help me. And he lies to him. But what does he call it? Wishful?
It's a wishful.
No. It's a
aspiration.
Aspirational wish. No, sorry.
It's kind of like you were thinking smart about it type of a thing. What's the term that he uses? It's a very
specific
we
saw it
word.
Once.
Yeah.
And we don't want to Google everything. I made my notes already.
Yeah. Anyway, he calls it a something wish. That's basically like...
That sets off the Odyssey fight, actually.
So he gets Wolverine to join the mission. The TVA is like, oh, these guys are... Deadpool's not doing what we want.
Yeah.
He's going to try and stop us from pruning this universe. They get sent to the void, which we had last seen in Loki.
Yeah.
The place that you get sent to when you get tased by those things of
theirs. Yes, the TVI sticks.
Yeah. TVI sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where we find the villain, the other villain of the movie, which is
Cassandra Nova.
Cassandra Nova, who is
Professor X's sister.
Yeah.
In one of the universes. She's also frick powerful. So she's like
super powerful.
She can control objects, people, things, and stuff with her mind.
Puts her fingers inside your skull.
That was cool, eh? That effect. Like when she's going in
and
your.
It comes through the nostrils.
Oh, yeah. That was dope. She could see like your deepest, darkest fears and stuff. She's like the main line in the void. She likes living in the void, but she's also surrounded by a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's where we get almost all our cameos. I'm going to run through all the cameos now.
Cool.
So we have Rob McElhenney. He was one of the TVA soldiers.
I did not see him there.
Yeah. it's a blink and you miss it situation. But he is there. I just mention it because they do own Wrexham together and they brasa.
Yeah.
The X-Men villains. You have Azazel, Deathstrike, Toad, Juggernaut, Psylocke, and Callisto. They Juggernaut are not played. No, none of them. None of them are played by the original.
Oh, yeah. I thought some of those guys came back.
No, they just look very similar.
Oh.
That's why Toad didn't say anything or anything. Like they just look very similar.
Yeah.
That guy who plays the new Juggernaut is the body from Free Guy when he's the big.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So they did approach
Vinnie Jones,
but he said, ugh, it's such a mission to put that suit on.
Yeah.
So no thanks.
And also, he wanted more money.
Yeah. Probably. So then you also have Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
In a little scene. He did not know that it was happening because they had doctored that footage for Deadpool. So he didn't actually film it.
It kind of looks like something from Thor the Dark World.
When Thor is crying over Deadpool.
He didn't film that.
They didn't film that. That was taken from old footage and they sort of
put it Deadpool together. Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds explains that he does know why Thor is crying, even though that's like a running joke in the movie.
After this movie and this success of this movie, Ryan Reynolds is at the table in the Marvel Universe. So,
more so than some of the so-called staples.
He's going to know all the shit. You have Happy Hogan, obviously. You have B-15 from Loki.
Yes.
She's the black woman who's the head of the security.
Basically.
Of TVA,
even the head of the TVA now.
I think.
Like, there's not many people above her. There.
You have Sabretooth, which is played by Tyler Mane. He came back. You have Pyro. That's Aaron Stanford.
He came back.
He has some dialogue, which is nice. You have Daphne Keane. She's X-23 from Logan.
They shouldn't have spoiled that in the trailer, I think.
Yeah, but think she wanted to. Kevin Feige said that she wanted to attend the premiere in the. So they're like, they couldn't avoid it. But I mean, you can still attend the premiere without being revealed that you're in the film. Then you have Jennifer Garner returning as Elektra. You have Chris Evans
returning.
His reveal was very good.
Okay, I will say that I got it immediately. Like,
That's what they wanted you to think.
When as soon as they showed him, I told Jenna, this is going to be Johnny Storm.
Yeah, and he's like, flame on.
He's going to say it.
You also have, I think this was the biggest surprise for me, is Blade. Wesley Snipes returning as Blade.
Yeah.
He looked good, man.
He looked good.
He did the thing. He said, motherfuckers keep trying to skate uphill.
Yeah. I don't know that they could trust him with the social media stuff. Right? Mm. Because I do follow him on Instagram and he's been like sharing videos that there's a creator that's been doing stuff on like online showing the crossover of his old Blade and Deadpool. And he's like, haha, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
But this is so dope. And the way it unfolded, I'm like, you are definitely in this movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But he said,
notoriously, he did not have a good time on Blade 3, Blade Trinity.
Because the stories are still
coming. He was a difficult bastard. He was not happy. But he said when Ryan Reynolds gives you a call after such a long time, you answer it and you hear what he has to say.
And I'm
really glad he came back.
And to add to it, the two of them didn't get along. On Blade. It's not just that Wesley Snipes and the production was tough. Like, Ryan Reynolds and Wesley Snipes didn't get along because of Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Like, he was ad-libbing
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, her favorite Blade is Blade Trinity.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Not surprised by that.
Big cool. Triple H fan.
Yeah. more Parker Posey, actually.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But Blade actually says in the film, I f***ing hate that guy or something like that. Like, everything is a throw. It's a reference to something in real life. Or
which you have to understand, the background for.
And then the biggest one, I think, well, my favorite is Blade, but the biggest one was Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
For the jokes.
It's...
Yeah, that's the joke. Blade.
Yeah. He was supposed to be in a Gambit film in the 2000s already.
For years, it's been rumored it was.
He was going to play Gambit. He was amped. He was so excited, and it just never came to fruition.
And you know what I think this also is? Mm. There's an element of be careful what you wish for the audience.
Yeah.
Because as much as Channing Tatum, we just did our step up, and Channing Tatum is like a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
He's got the physical capabilities. He's got everything, which he shows in this movie.
Yes.
But I think it was almost like a good thing that the Gambit movie never worked out because I don't know.
How trash would it have been? No, it's 2000s comic book movies, right? It would have been garbage.
And just his ability to pull off the accent.
You don't know because Channing Tatum has become a great actor.
Yeah.
He was not always a great actor.
Yeah.
And that took years of work and effort and slut. Oh. I was going to say blood, sweat, and dance.
Which
and
you can just combine into sluts.
So it would have been garbage, you're right. But this little cameo is, oh man, come here, Remy LeBeau. Wait, I'm a little bit rebellious. You can come in again, but
come again.
is your interpreter like? What did he say? Is your speech coach the minion or something? Yeah.
Does Gambit speak another language?
No. So the Cajun accent is specific to an area in the States, which is a New combination Orleans. Of Creole and French and English, and they have certain slang and lingo, and the way they talk is very unique to that area.
So from the bayou, New Orleans.
Yes, Gambit is from that. So you will say Mon Ami a lot. My introduction to Gambit was in the comics. So now I'm like, why am I reading French? He's supposed to be American. They said he's American.
Mm.
And then he's speaking French. And I was like, what the f*** is this?
Yeah.
And then only afterwards I realized, okay, Cajun is like that. But the way they did is Cajun.
And the timing of it, right after X-Men animated series was so big and Gambit had that amazing arc in there to bring the character in here, the timing was just...
Tell everybody what happened here. So good. It was a lot of cameos.
Mm.
Less than I expected.
Yeah. Less than I expected, but also serving the purpose of the story.
Yes.
And not trying to
make
everyone happy.
Running out of time.
Yeah.
Basically, they're in the void. They fight in the void. One of the funniest things also was Chris Hemsworth's Johnny Storm's death.
Yeah.
The way they set that up was absolutely brilliant. Mm. Like, Deadpool is just talking to Cassandra and he's telling her all the talking that Johnny did it. But we don't see that as an audience. And so obviously you think Deadpool is lying and Wolverine is what the hell are you doing?
How would Johnny say that?
And the way she kills him, she just pulls all the flesh and skin from his body and he just falls down, crumbles down into a pool of...
It is just bones and intestines and muscle that's not being held together by anything.
It's so funny. And then when he finds Blade and Elektra and they're like, do you know Johnny? Johnny's in our team. And he's like, I don't know that guy. I've never met him. And Wolverine is just like, this f***ing guy got him killed. So good. But they do make it out after fighting, they have a battle and whatever. And they fight with Cassandra. And then they realize that the real villain is actually... Paradox, who's catching on Nuata in the
real world,
in the earth. So Cassandra goes back and she's like, what is this brat doing? He's trying to cancel my void and stuff. And then she wants to take over and destroy everything.
So that everything has to go to the void. And she rules over it.
So Deadpool and Wolverine have to fight in the real world to stop Cassandra now. And she brings in
the Deadpool core.
All the Deadpool variants
yeah.
In the Deadpool core. So I'm going to list them. You have Lady Deadpool.
Mm.
You know who that was played by? Yes, well,
his wife. It was.
Yeah. Wow, spoiler alert. Jesus. Inez and Olin is the names. But anyway, that's why he makes that Gossip Girl reference.
Because
he says there's 207 bones in the body, but 208 when I'm watching Gossip Girl. Because
yeah.
his wife was in Gossip Girl. And then you have Headpool, which is that floating skeleton head. That was Nathan Fillion. Cowboy Pool was Matthew McConaughey.
That's the one I saw in the credits as the credits were rolling.
Oh, I was not looking at the credits.
I picked that one out. I don't know how.
And then you have Welsh Pool. So that was played by a guy named Paul Mullen. He is a striker from Wrexham.
Of course.
then you have Canada Pool. You have, I don't, the names aren't important here. Yeah. You have Dance Pool. Deadpool 2099. Ronin Pool. Night Pool. Zen Pool. Golden Age Deadpool. Wing Deadpool. Genetic Deadpools. Peter Pool.
Yes.
Which is Peter. And Nice Pool.
Shame. What's the healing about it?
So Nice Pool is amazing because not only is he unique in a way that he doesn't heal. He's the only Deadpool with armor.
Yeah.
And no mask and locks. But he also
glorious.
He also is the owner of Dogpool.
Yeah. Who Deadpool has tried to get the whole movie.
Which is Deadpool's true love in the film, I think. The Dogpool, the real dog is called Peggy, and that is Britain's ugliest dog. And the moment he sees that, I mean, the dog scenes are cack funny. He's just licking him in his mouth.
So it's so much connection between the tongue and the lips and, oh.
And then there's that scene where he deliberately gets him killed so that he can get Dogpool.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean you don't heal?
He's just getting him shot.
Getting him shot.
And he's my mucking blood.
And then they just explode his head.
Whoa.
But then that goes into the sequence, the old boy sequence with Like a Prayer, Deadpool and Wolverine. So Like a Prayer, Madonna, she is notorious for not licensing songs often, especially that song. So Ryan Reynolds and Sean Levy had to approach her in person and show her the sequence and how it was being used. And then she said, no, my son is a, no, she was like, my son is a big fan, whatever. And during the meeting, she actually suggested a change to the sequence that was considered so good that they had to reshoot some things within 2 days. And Ryan said it was one of the greatest thrills of my life. So now I'm like, I can't find out what she actually changed. Yeah,
but TikTok will find out for us.
But that scene is also where f***ing Wolverine puts his mask on.
Yeah.
And my God, does it look good.
Yeah. Except for the eyes.
No.
I just don't like the eyes.
Everything looks good.
You can see why they have not done it before. Because like you said,
we didn't have the technology.
The technology didn't exist. But
yeah,
to finally see. And Jada was like, where was that thing the whole time? Because
Doesn't matter. It's comics. It's comics, man.
She's like, where was it the whole time? Did he have it on the whole time?
It don't matter. It's comics. He put it on and it was just amazing to see. It wasn't leather.
And he also does the Wolverine pose a lot more.
He's more animalistic in his fighting. He's a lot of like, he's lower, he jumps, he growls and stuff. And
I know we're running out of time, but we didn't say the one thing that actually makes this the worst Wolverine, which is the fact that he essentially caused the death of like the X-Men, which is not the story where he like actually killed them.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go with that.
I thought they were doing that.
I still told her in the cinema, this is the one that killed all the X-Men because he was being mind controlled.
Exactly.
Or tricked into thinking that they were enemies.
In my head canon, I think that is actually what
that
would have
been
for.
So much better.
But what they said is that he came back and the humans were killing the X-Men.
Because he went to a bar.
And then he went like, he actually, I assume, went berserker mode and killed everyone, including good guys and bad guys.
Yeah.
And that caused humans to hate mutants more, which is why he's the worst Wolverine. Which I think was, they could have, like we said.
I prefer the other one where he actually killed the X-Men and he's riddled with guilt.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Wolverine essentially can be the most powerful X-Men. Like, they would not be able to stop him if he
goes into full berserker mode.
I suggest reading a book called Enemy of the State, Wolverine, where everyone's after him and he shows his why he's the best there is.
Yeah.
So that's his pain, whatever, and they go into that fight sequence. It's very well done. Mm. Little janky CGI, but it was a lot of fun. And then you realize that Deadpool's a regenerator.
All the others regenerate. After they go from the one side to the other, everyone just starts healing. And then the day is saved by people.
People just comes out and everyone loves
every
people.
Every Deadpool in every universe loves a Peter.
Oh, wait. They love Peter.
And
so
then, I mean, look, we've got the closing sequence then and us thinking that they're going to have to sacrifice either Deadpool or Wolverine to stop Cassandra from doing what she's doing. The two of them do it together.
Together.
And by doing it together, they don't die.
Yeah, because reasons.
Plot armor.
Oh, where? And plot armor's thick as shit.
It works.
It does work. Wolverine was ready to make the sacrifice because he's had a shit life and Deadpool
and he needed
was like
to save.
Deadpool was like, nah, I want to make the sacrifice. I need to save my people, you know? And he does his thing. So they do it together. They don't die. All is good with the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And then they do hint at the future things with Deadpool a little bit. Like he knows of the TVA now and he's like, you know, he's going to pop up again.
The Wolverine is still there as well. He takes him back with him to his universe. They make that joke early on about Hugh Jackman that you shared also on our page. They're going to keep him around till he's 90.
Oh, yeah. But I think they should have just let him go. They should have said, I had a goodbye, a great goodbye.
I thought there would be the transition. Because remember, Taron Egerton teased a while back that he met with Feige. So I thought either him or Daniel Radcliffe, someone big is going to actually, they're going to replace.
No,
Hugh
but
Jackman
I think they. I think they're keeping that. Because look, next year is those three. And I think the X-Men is going to come. In the next year, we're going to start seeing X-Men stories.
Feige has said what happens now is building towards X-Men.
Oh, wait. So, great little tie up there. Mm. They're all done. They're happy family. They bring back X-23 into that universe. So Daphne Keene is there. Mm. I like that because I like X-23.
Yeah.
She is
I
dope.
Loved her in that movie.
But even in the comics, she has like her own own stories and her own run. And it's like this whole...
The girl.
Yes.
She's a clone.
Girlverine.
Yeah.
So she is dope in the comics and she becomes the Wolverine and then she only interacts with a variant of Old Man Logan in the comics and stuff. So she has him to like
guide her.
But anyway.
Yo, with all of that, the one thing we haven't said is that this movie, the biggest tribute that this movie pays is to 20th Century Fox.
That's right.
And their Marvel universe that they build. And I actually love that they embraced that. And they actually gave that universe a send-off that it didn't get at any point.
Yeah.
And it works.
It kind of works.
For me, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, but then I thought about Bryan Singer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, man. I was not thinking about Brian.
No, I was like in the moment. Okay, fine. It was nice. But then it's like, you know that this will forever be tainted by that bastard.
Yeah, that's.
And I was as an afterthought. I was like, man, I don't recall seeing him in the footage.
He wasn't in any footage. But as a tribute to the people involved with those films, I think it was a fitting send off to everyone else.
Yeah,
Bryan Singer can go right in.
Yeah, he can. But then the final after credit scene is actually footage. Deadpool says, I wasn't f***ing lying. And he plays footage of Chris Evans as Johnny Storm, just saying all that shit. And you can see Chris Evans wants to laugh now because he got the script, obviously. And he's like saying the dialogue and you can see his smile start to form because he's like I can't even think of it. It's like an entire monologue on its own.
It's so long and it sounds so... Like not what someone would
yes.
say.
Yes. No, wow.
It sounds like what something Chris Deadpool Evans made say. Up.
Yeah. It was so funny. But overall, like, I had a lot of fun with this film. Mm. I think it's, if you like Deadpool, you're going to enjoy it. If you somehow find Deadpool a little irritating, I think you're going to hate this film because he's full Deadpool.
If you don't like Ryan Reynolds doing Deadpool, do not watch this movie because this is the most Ryan Reynolds 100%. Doing Deadpool that you will ever find in your life.
Also, if you like very conservative Christian, I think you see the vibe. They are not having a good time with
not
this.
Not going to be your vibe.
This isn't the Deadpool I know. He calls himself Marvel Jesus and he's crucified. And I'm like, this isn't the Deadpool you know.
And love.
Like you,
we got some feedback from people.
Okay.
Quickly. Casual Dork asks us, should they make the Gambit movie?
Not with Channing Tatum.
No. Because as much as I love the action sequences and I think they showcase Gambit's powers in an okay manner, I think it wasn't fully reflective
of it wasn't.
How powerful.
I will also say the fighting in general wasn't like exceptional. Mm. The fights between Deadpool and Wolverine were fun, but like there was nothing like that blew my mind in terms of choreography or sequences and stuff. So they did get little highlights, and Gambit does get that whole hard moment and stuff. But other than that, I think they should. They will introduce Gambit. Whether he gets his own film or not, I doubt it.
I don't think his own movie. No. I think as part of the X-Men, by all means, use what the animated series has done.
Yeah.
Use those characters.
If anyone's going to get their own film, it's probably going to be the new Wolverine after he's introduced with the team, probably.
Yeah, most likely.
He'll have team-ups and stuff, but Wolverine has always been the most popular and he will always be centered somehow.
True. Then we had some feedback on how people felt about the film. Small Jacob says, saw it last night in the packed cinema, felt so lekker, enjoyed the movie and the fan service moments, crazy fun. We also
someone's back was stinking next to me the whole time.
Shame. Yo, you haven't had good movie experiences.
Yeah. I was like, yo, and this bra kept laughing.
And you were downwind.
It was Nuata, my bro. Eventually, I was just sitting like that with my hoodie covered, my dong.
While he was laughing, you should have chucked the tic tac that time.
I didn't have a tic tac.
Should have asked him, do you have a tic tac? If
he's
not,
like, oh, I'm bored. Like, let's go have a shower. Maybe brush our teeth.
Okay, we have It's Devin 94 saying, dope movie, got everything you expected from a Deadpool movie. Hilda Vandal says, was it good? I want to watch it. And then we did have one in
our you didn't. You should answer, maybe.
You should.
Yeah, Hilda. You should. But you should. Take your daughter.
Yeah. Traumatize that kid for life. And then we had Ashley Brown send us a message saying, I think I expected more. Cute movie, though.
Well, he's a f***ing weirdo, I think.
Wow, Ashley.
Not that. Or
Ashley's very small, so she thinks like that.
No, she's trying to get controversy going. Yeah.
Cute.
We see you. Okay, we see right through you.
We see right over you. Not a cute movie.
comic accurate Wolverine, Ashley. Anyway, yo, lot of fun. That was dope. We didn't talk about the opening sequence. Mm. So, because he goes to Old Man Logan's grave and he digs it up and then he uses the skeleton of Logan to fight TVA agents to the tune of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
And in that, there's a Deadpool doing the choreography.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think compared? Because now you've seen three opening sequences.
Yeah.
What did you think of that one?
I don't know if it was the best one out of the three. It was the biggest. Like, you could see, like, money was spent on it. And that 3D part, like, you can see money was spent on it, but it felt like a waste.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was different. It was violent.
It was
very violent. But I think that the Celine Dion song hits harder for me.
Yeah.
Just because that song is so f***ing good. I listened to that song like every once in a while. Mm. It's such a good song.
Yeah, Ashes is not supposed to. He says it to her at the end of the song.
He teased it, right? He said, like, I'm going to need you to bring it down a notch. Yeah. Like, you at an 11, I need you at like a 5.
Yeah.
And then she says, this only goes to 11. And then he's like, ugh, I should have called NSYNC. And then he uses NSYNC in Deadpool 3. So he like foreshadows all this shit.
I think this one felt more almost contrived. compared to the others. Like, he was trying to make it funny within the Marvel space and everything, whereas the others felt more organic.
Yes.
And so I...
What was the song in the first one?
I can't even remember. Was that was that the opening sequence? The first one?
No. That's when he's sitting on the bridge.
When he's on the bridge.
But the actual sequence, when they go through the titles, there's a different song that plays there. I just can't remember what it
was. But it's on the... It's also the fight on the bridge with... Like getting up to thing. But I think I prefer that one the most, just because of the tone it's set for every Deadpool movie subsequently.
Yeah. One last comic book. Angel. Yeah. Mm. Just call me Angel.
Oh yeah.
One last comic book thing. There's a shop in when they're fighting the Deadpools that the sign is Liefeld's Just Feet.
Yes.
And Rob Liefeld, who is the creator of Deadpool, he was notorious for not being able to draw feet. So he would cover like the character's feet with a rock or like put them out of frame or whatever. So they had a shop called Just Feet, which is kind of funny. But anyway, shout outs to Jody for coming back.
Yeah. And to you.
And to me for coming back. Season 2, the break was nice, but it's over.
Yeah.
So
back in the thick of it.
A lot of good movies to see. I'm looking forward to the mooring until the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then we'll see which is the Oscars or our favorites or whatever. That's the fun part, isn't it?
I think finding good movies on streaming is something that we will look at and focus on. And not just the new stuff. Like, there's some like older things that also keep popping up on these streaming services.
Oh, where? Go listen to our live episode. It's out now. Was a lot of fun. We hope to do it again in the future and have more people. We started small, just like Deadpool, and we might end up with a $200 million budget.
Easy.
Yeah, but we'll see. did you see that? You follow Shaking Geeks, the podcast?
No.
They had a live event in a f***ing stadium.
Of course.
Yeah, it was O2.
Yeah, of course.
Gee whiz. Anyway.
we rocking out 30 persons.
No, that's actually not bad because you can't see people there.
No, you're not connecting with anyone.
Yeah, you're on the stage. You can't really see people. So I could maybe do that. Ah. But we won't be found in O2 Arena. But where can people find us, Jonah?
They can find us.
At the stadium.
You're even not.
No. Or we sneak into the derelict Newlands Rugby Stadium.
Oh, what's happening there now?
We won't have to pay.
No. You just have to sneak in with us. So they can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Bicycle Brasser Podcast, or write to us, bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
You're talking to a camera that's dead, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry. The battery is not
a while ago.
Yeah. I don't know when. We'll see.
We'll see.
So, awesome. Remember to stay good. No, what do I say?
Yeah.
No, stay safe and be good for Knox
and Charlie.